فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى أيضا والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of the entire universe, the creator of each and every single one of us. And Allah is the one that provides for us, looks after us, and sees to each and every single one of our needs and the needs of the entire universe. And it is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Aziz. Allah is powerful, capable, and it is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise be to our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we thank you for all of the gifts, all of the favors that you have blessed each and every single one of us with. And Allah, especially for making us from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chosen ummah, the best of all ummahs. And especially for this gift of iman, O Allah, we thank you for this great gift that you have blessed us with. In Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, human beings, insan, are at a loss with regards to time. Unless a person invests his time in his akhirah, every second that goes by, that he is not doing that, that he has wasted, becomes a loss for that person, like a block of ice melting away. And if in reality, if we look at our lives, we think and we assume it to be very, very long. But in reality, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us the example of our life similar to that of a traveler that comes and takes shade under a tree, and after he has done taking his rest, he takes rest under the shade of the tree, and after he's done with taking rest, then he carries on his journey. So we assume our life to be very long, but in reality it's a very short time. And what we do here, when how our eternal life in the hereafter will be. There's a very famous hadith which I have chosen for the topic today that I would like to comment on, commonly known as 5 before 5, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives us 5 blessings that we have and informs us to capitalize on these blessings before these blessings are taken away from us, or before we don't have the ability to utilize these blessings. So first, let's go into the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس, that value, appreciate 5 before 5, meaning 5 blessings before these blessings are no longer there. The first, شبابك قبل هرمك, utilize your youth or value your youth before old age. وصحتك قبل سقمك, your health before sickness. وغناك قبل فقرك, your wealth before poverty. وفراغك قبل شغلك, your free time before you are occupied. وحياتك قبل موتك, and your life before your death. So this hadith is one of the core hadiths in the Islamic tradition, and it motivates a person to doing correct action in his life, that utilizing his life productively, and warns a person that don't waste opportunities that you have, that have been given to you, blessings that have been given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it highlights 2 key principles. One is time management. The person should utilize what he has and prioritize the time that he has, the health that he has, etc., before that is no longer there. And the second principle is that of shukr, that be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has blessed you with these gifts. So let's go right into the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts by telling us اغتنم, that value, capitalize, utilize properly this شبابك شبابك قبل حرمك, your youth before old age. Now brothers, you must understand that sometimes we think that this is not for us, this is only when you are a teenager. But the Arabs would understand youth to be till like the age of 40. And even besides that, each and every single person, he can be relevant to us, regardless what age we are. Because what, so long as we are alive, we are more youthful now, and we will only get older, and then our capabilities will decrease. So why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam specifically mention this time, this youth? Firstly, it is the time where a person is most energetic. He has the most energy. He has the most hopes and aspirations. And this is the time where a person lays the foundation of his life. The more he invests, or the more he capitalizes on his youth, the more he'll be able to benefit from this as he gets older. There's also a time where a person is more vulnerable. He's more susceptible to the influence of his friends. He doesn't have the amount of wisdom that those that are older will have, going through the experiences of life and going through the failures of life. So you are very vulnerable when you are young. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, utilize this time correctly. And we often must understand this to mean have a boring life. It doesn't mean that you must have a boring life. You can engage in something which is productive, that you enjoy, that will still get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can be, it doesn't have to be something that is boring. You can see what suits your needs and how this can get me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will be different from person to person. Remember when in our youth, when we get older, obviously there's actions, or there's things that we won't be able to do as we get older. But if we carry out actions in our youth and we do it consistently, when we get older, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to reward us, even though we don't have the ability to carry it out anymore, because we did it consistently when we were young. We will continue to get that same reward because we did it consistently when we were young. If we contrast the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the Western mindset, where they encourage the youth to have free lives and enjoy and do the things that adults do without the responsibilities of what an adult has to, the responsibilities that an adult has. Now this only causes depression and regret for a person. Whereas the advice, if a person holds close to the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will only be able to enjoy the favors of listening to the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he gets older. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, he compiled his Sahih, the Sahih Bukhari, at the age of 21. And it is still used, and it is said to be the most authentic kitab after the Quran. The second category is وَصِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ. Value your health before sickness. Now, this is one of the things that people often take for granted and are very negligent about. They don't enjoy and they don't use their health productively. And they must use their health when they have it. They don't realize what a great ni'mah this is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every so often Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a taste of what it will be like when we don't have this. For example, if a person hurts his hand, or he fractures his hand, if it's his right hand, then simple actions like eating become a difficult task to carry out. Or if it's your left hand, then simple actions like going to the toilet, that becomes difficult. So every now and then we get a taste of what it will be like when we don't have this health. So when you're young, when you're healthy, it's easy to do certain actions. It's easy to achieve certain things. So let us make sure that when we are young, that we utilize on this gift that Allah, and we are healthy, that we utilize those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, what He has given us. They say the best thing a person can invest in is investing in a person's health. The irony of life is such that when we have health, then we spend all our energy and we neglect our health trying to get money. And then when we get that money, our health is no longer there, and we don't have the avenue to utilize that money and enjoy it the same way we would have if we invested in our health. So a person should prioritize looking after his health. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'minu al-qawi khayrun wa ahabu ila Allah min al-mu'mini al-da'if wa fi kullin khayr. That a believer that is strong is more beloved to Allah and is better than a believer that is weak. But at the end of the day, each and every single person that is a believer, there's goodness in that person. The third category, وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. that appreciate your wealth and capitalize on your wealth before a time comes when there is poverty. Often, very often, we hear about people that go from rags to riches. But every so often, we also hear of the reverse of people that go from riches to rags, where a person loses all of his wealth, or he loses a lump sum of what he had. And it is, none of us have guarantee that, I know you can't say that in a couple of years' time I'll be richer. No one has that guarantee. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, while you have the ability to spend, to utilize that wealth, utilize it in productive and will bring closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this doesn't mean a person has to be rich. This category is not only for the rich. Whatever you have now, utilize that before you don't know in the future you might have less, and you might not have that ability to spend. If your capability now is spending 2 rand, and that's what you can do, do it, because you don't know in the future you might not be able to spend that same 2 rand. Spend it on yourself in a productive way. Spend it on your family. Give it out in the path of Allah. Any way that will bring the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, use your wealth in that avenue and don't waste it. Don't be lavish and waste it on things that will only bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is intrinsic in the nature of insan, in human beings, to have love for his wealth. That is why the ulama tell us that if you want to love the akhirah, then spend your wealth and invest it in the akhirah. If you send your wealth to the akhirah by spending it in the path of Allah, then naturally a person will be inclined to wanting to receive the rewards and reaching his wealth in the akhirat. But if you spend all your wealth in this dunya and everything is for this world, then your love will stay in this world and you'll hate the akhirah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those that love to get closer to him by spending in his path. And that way we will love the akhirat. The fourth category, وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ, your youth, your free time before you become preoccupied. You know, a person can relate when he was in high school, then he thought, ish, I don't have time now. I'm working so hard. Time is very short here. And then when he graduates and he moves on and now he's now studying, then he thinks back and he says, yo, in high school I actually had time. Now I don't have time. Then he starts working. As he starts working, he realizes, you know, actually when I was studying I had more time. Then he gets married and then he has children. So often, and a person will keep thinking, instances, majority of the people will go through this process in their life, where they realize that my time that I had that before was actually more, and I thought I'll have more time and I thought I'll have more freedom when I become richer. But it doesn't very often materialize. People generally get more busy in their lives, especially when they have children and they have more responsibilities and they're not only looking after themselves and their families, or their wives or their spouses, now they have to look after children as well. Until old age, very often a person becomes very busy in his life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, same like how Allah has given us wealth as an amana, Allah has given us free time as an amana, that we shouldn't just waste it and use it in avenues that we're not supposed to be using it, but we should rather use our time productively. Again, this doesn't mean a person has to have a boring life and only stand on the musalla and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what he loves, his free time can become valuable by doing something that he loves that will bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, this will differ from person to person. The problem is that we get very distracted with things that are not priority. And again, if we relate, if a person, sometimes he wants to complete a task on his cell phone, and he'll take out his cell phone and he'll see a message, or he'll go into that message and he'll respond. Then he'll go in his WhatsApp, he'll see what other messages he has, and he'll start responding. And the task that he took out his phone to do, he won't do that. And then only afterwards, after 10-15 minutes, he realizes, hey, I was supposed to do that. So we tend to get engaged in things that are not priority. If we learn to prioritize, then our time will become more valuable as well. Again, it's ironic that now in today's time, with the amount of technology that we have less time than the people of before. That technology is supposed to be helping us to have more time. We have washing machine, dishwashers, etc., you name it, the internet. It's easier for us to study and get access to resources and materials, but for some reason our time is lacking. And the main distraction, the main tool of distraction is the cell phone. So if we learn to prioritize and use and we have good time management, then we'll find that we'll have more time in our lives and we'll be able to use our time more valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Jarir Tabri, rahmatullahi alayh, they calculated the amount of life that he had, so the amount of days that he had in his life, and they divided that by the amount of pages that he authored, and it came out that he authored about 40 pages per day in his life. That's how he used his time so valuably. If you look at us, to finish 40 pages in a week for many of us is difficult. Sometimes for many of us, even in a month's time, to finish 40 pages is difficult. But he authored on average 40 pages a day. Ibn al-Jawzi, rahmatullahi alayh, he said that I have studied over 20,000 books in my life. So how can we maximize our time? Avoid procrastination. How do we avoid procrastinating? By setting goals and targets for us each day. That I need to finish this amount of work, or I need to achieve this amount of tasks for the day, and then I know that I'm comfortable and I've done what I needed to do. If we just carry on our day as normal and random, then a lot of our tasks that we're supposed to achieve will get left out, or we'll procrastinate and we say, I'll do it tomorrow. Procrastination is the best tool of shaitan. Shaitan is happy when a person says, I'll change tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. So don't procrastinate. While you have the time, do it now. And have better time management. Set yourself objectives. Have a diary and say that I need to achieve this at the end of the week or at the end of the month. And then your time and plan how you're going to go about achieving it. Then you'll have better time management and your time will be more. The last category that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. My time is already almost up, so we'll quickly go through it. وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. And value your life before death. We only get one chance in this world. We're only going to live once. How can we make our life such that we've invested in the akhirat? That's where we will live forever. So we have one life to determine our eternity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa'amila lima ba'd al-maut. That the intelligent person is that person that suppresses himself in this world. We didn't come here. Allah didn't send us joy and just have fun and be unmindful of the akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us here to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So an intelligent person is that person that suppresses himself, and he works for what will happen after he dies. And a hopeless person is that person that does whatever he feels like. He does whatever he wants to do, whatever his nafs tells him to do. And he's watamanna ala Allah. And then he says, Allah will forgive me. I have great hopes in Allah. But he does whatever he wants. The most certain thing about our life is that one day we're all going to die. That's the most certain thing. And the most uncertain thing is when that will happen. None of us have guarantee of when our death will come. So while we have this life, let us appreciate it and use it to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me first the ability in each and every single one of us. A reminder that the collection will take place after the remaining salah, and it will be the normal collection for the masjid and madrasa. Jazakallah khair.
Hayya 'ala s-salah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي عرف أولياءه غوائل الدنيا وآفاتها وكشف لهم عن عيوبها وعوراتها فعلموا أنه يزيد منكرها على ما فعلموا أنه يزيد منكرها على معروفها ولا يفي مرجوها بمخوفها ولا يخلو صفوها عن شوائب الكدورات ولا ينفك سرورها عن المنغصات تمني أصحابها سرورا وتعدهم غرورا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المرسل إلى العالمين بشيرا ونذيرا وسراجا منيرا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فإن الآيات الواردة في ذنب الدنيا وأمثلتها كثيرة وأكثر القرآن مشتمل على ذنب الدنيا وصرف الخلق عنها ودعوتهم إلى الآخرة بل هو مقصود الأنبياء عليهم السلام ولم يبعثوا إلا لذلك فالآيات فيها مشهورة وجملة من السنن هنالك مذكورة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والله ما الدنيا في الآخرة إلا مثل ما يجعل أحدكم إصبعه في اليم فلينظر بما يرجع وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن المجيد ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ونبيك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله في أصل تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك الكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.